The Family Resource Center serves between 5 and 600 low-income families a month, providing them with clothing and household items from an easily accessible site on the city's north side. But a loss of funding is forcing the North Central Community Action Program to shut it down at the end of July, according to Executive Director Jeff Sargent.
Community action agencies all across the state and across the country are facing potential cuts on a variety of fronts. Different pots of money that affect the people that need that money the most.
Sargent is working with the Community Foundation of Southwood County and the United Way to find other means of serving the center's low-income clients.
What's challenging for the dedicated volunteers that really care about the center is that people may have to go somewhere else to receive those services.
But the woman who has led the center for the past 32 years, Jeanette Ostrom, says shutting it down is not an option for the families she serves.
When we do something for a family, we take all of their needs into consideration and we do all of it. And if we start to piecemeal it out into the community, I think people are going to be lost by the wayside because they're not going to know where to go. These families would be very, very down and out if we weren't here.
So Ostrom says she's working with Wisconsin Rapids Church Groups to keep the Family Resource Center open in the same building but under a new name.
We've gotten a lot of people that have already said, we will help you do this. We want this to exist. Our new name will be Hope's Door, a resource for families, and I'm pretty sure that we will be here.
Ostrom admits it will not be easy to reorganize the center and keep it running. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.